All right, we're here with Sean Patrick McGraw, a singer-songwriter originally from New York. Tell us a little bit of upstate New York.
Upstate.
Yes,
upstate. Got to stress the upstate.
Okay. Tell us
a little bit
about...
I'm not from New
York. Okay.
From Long Island. I can't even do that accent right.
Really? Whereabouts in upstate New York?
As far west as New York City as you could possibly be and still be in the state. Nothing against New York City. I love New York City, but yeah. I grew up... my hometown's realistically like an 8-hour drive.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so...
Okay, yeah. That kind of leads into the first question.
People don't realize how big a state New York is.
Yeah.
And I think if you went like from the end of Long Island to where I live, it would take you like 14 hours.
Really?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. So I grew up nowhere near New York City. I really grew up, outside of Buffalo. And you know, you could literally see Canada from my hometown. And Toronto was like the nearest big city.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, our first question is going to be, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, which... You pretty much just did there.
Yeah, my hometown's a little used to be a mill town. I'm the fifth generation come over from Ireland that worked in the same steel mill.
Okay.
But none of the mills are really open anymore. They're almost all it's all closed. So it's my hometown is about half as big as it was when I was born, and it keeps getting smaller every year. Everybody moved down south.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any new music projects in the works right now?
Well, I have a record that's been done for, gosh, I think the last sessions I did recording on it were a year ago, so it's been done, but when you're an independent label, you know, this, you know, trying to balance how you're spending your money on either touring and or putting out a single and or pressing a CD, you know, I don't have the capability of doing all these, you know, money definitely becomes an issue. So that's kind of figured into things. And then I'm on the road so much, it took me a long time to be able to just find time to get off the road and get some of the recording done.
Right.
But I do have a record all ready to go. Most of it has actually been put up online in one form or another already, but it hasn't been pressed. But a lot of it, I bootleg my own CD, and I've been selling my own CD at gigs for the last... 2 years, so it's like I'm not. When's it gonna come out? When's it gonna come out? I'm like, well, you already have a copy. It's like, yeah, but there's no pictures on it. I'm like, well, it's gonna sound the same. So.
Yeah. Okay. How would you best describe your style of music?
You know, the record I made before this one rocked really hard at times, and I still have some songs that I think would have fit right alongside someone like Brantley Gilbert or. Eric Church, but the new record definitely I'm indulging my R&B side a little more, and I mean in my heart of hearts I really think that I'm a wannabe R&B singer who wears a cowboy hat, you know, and I don't think anyone's really doing that so much right now. I'm really, as a songwriter, I've had to write some songs that were probably kind of might have approached the whole bro country thing, but you know, someone else is doing that. I'm not really interested in just doing what everyone else is doing. So definitely all the new stuff I've written for what will be the record after this one, I'd like to think that I've really kind of figured out what I'm all about, and the stuff that I'm writing and churning out right now is definitely more soulful and in some ways folky and lyrically. You know, if everyone else is going to sing about tailgates and drinking beer and, you know, pretty things, wearing it's been done, man. I don't want to, you know, I'm not, I've done a few of those. I'm moving on to new territory. I'm not interested in doing the same shit that everyone else is doing.
Right. Okay. Musically, what was the ultimate goal you hope to achieve?
Wow. You know, my goal has always just been to leave a mark on the world. I guess, you know, specifically, I'd like to be one of those people that's up there accepting awards and, you know, getting Grammys and getting number one records. As a songwriter, I definitely think that's a realistic goal. I mean, the people that I write with, Grammy winners and people who have won Song of the Year awards, and You know, I don't think that's a pie in the sky aspiration to
right.
have.
Right. I mean, you've written songs.
For well, I've written artists. Songs that have been recorded. None of them have been huge hits. I've had songs that have, you know, made me some money and right. allowed me to not have, you know, I haven't had a real job in a very, very long time. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, but I haven't written even a top 20 single for anyone yet.
Okay.
And that would be life changing. That'd be game changing.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could write something that went top 10 right now, that would definitely change things for me as an artist, and it would open a lot of doors. So.
Yeah. Okay. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career?
The biggest wow moment. I've had a few times where I've had an audience response that to me was really overwhelming. We did a show when I toured with Toby Keith. We were playing at, I believe it's called Montage Mountain, outside of Scranton, Pennsylvania. And we got done with our set, and the audience response was so overwhelming and so loud that it was painful.
Wow.
We all had in-ear monitors on, and they have microphones that go out into the audience so you can hear the audience noise.
Okay.
And as we were walking off after our last song, the of the crowd was so loud, we were like, all the guys in the band, we were pulling out our in-ear monitors, and it was still so loud that it hurt. And I was like, can you believe how loud they are for us? It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. So, you know, to have that, I've had a couple of those.
Yeah.
You know, I've been the opening act that no one knew who I was, and I got standing ovations and did encores as an opening act when people would say that never, ever happens.
Right. It's very rare.
It's pretty awesome that I can say that that's happened for me.
Yeah.
A couple times, you know.
Okay. Outside of music, what is something that you're extremely passionate about?
Well, I just got into a political argument with somebody on Facebook. I'm very, very passionate about my family and my friends, and I'm very protective of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, there's nothing more important than those things. I have some passionate hobbies that I'm very passionate about. I'm very avid fly fisherman. I also I surf and I ski, and I could totally see myself just checking out and being a surf bum and or a ski bum and never really doing anything else with my life other than just being a total.
Okay. Three spin-off questions real quick, Alfred.
Sure.
Best fly fishing location that you've been to?
Best fly fishing location. It's outside of Townsend, Tennessee. There's a place called Blackberry Farm, which if you're a fly fisherman, it costs a lot to be able to even get out of that property to fish that property. But they've got, there's brown trout in there that are 3 feet long and weigh 15 pounds. It's something to see.
Okay, best place to ski that you've been to?
Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
And then best place to surf?
I would say Rincon in California, Rincon Point.
Okay.
Best place that I've surfed. I'm sure this place is way better, but okay. I had days that were pretty amazing.
All right. Outside of music, what is the number one item on your bucket list?
I would really love to hike to Machu Picchu someday.
Okay.
And I'd really love to go to Alaska. Two places I've never been. I've traveled the world over, but I've never been to Machu Picchu. And
Alaska's on my bucket list.
And Alaska would be awesome.
Okay. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
Man, they might be the same thing. Sincerity. taking things really serious sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably a lot better at that than I used to be. You know, I think on a good day, I've got my voice is, I think I've got really good pitch control, and I do think sometimes I really can get in touch with my soul and really sing from my heart and communicate that to people, you know. So I'd like to think that people are picking up on that.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the state of today's country music?
You know, it would be easy to pile on all the same complaints that people have about the dumbing down of country and, and you know, I, at the same time that I think we've got some songs that come out and some artists that have really rehashed some material that I think is not lyrically all that, what would you put it? Not all that, not that nutritious. I do think I'm in awe of some of the production on that same kind of stuff.
Right.
My pet peeve or something that I, that kind of still bugs me is someone who, you know, I've been singing professionally since I was 13 years old, and I've worked at having good vocal control and being able to sing well live. Mm-hmm. When I see people singing through a vocalizer live, I just want to say, hey, that's cheating.
Yeah.
Fraud. And gosh, you know, almost everyone does nowadays, but
really?
That's just the way of the world.
Okay. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
I would tell them to absolutely, you know, don't make enemies. You want to stay friends with everybody. And when you're young, especially, you don't necessarily need to have an opinion about anything. I think to get your foot in the door, you need to be the person who is just willing to go along with whatever the people in power want to tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, yeah, I'll do that. Don't, you know, when I came to Nashville, when I first came to town, I had some people who really could have helped me out a lot, and I would always, you know, lay down conditions. And I was looking back, I would say, man,
yeah,
you shouldn't have done that. You should have just said, okay, I'll do whatever. Get in the door, get the gig, make it happen,
right.
and then start exerting some leverage, because you don't have it to start out with. So, you know, it's good to know who you are. It's good to have some artistic vision.
Right.
But at the same time, if you've got someone who wants to take you under their wing and help you be a success, really, just do what you're told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, just anything else you'd like our readers to know about you or your music? Just an open-ended question.
You know, I'm awesome.
Can't argue with that.
I'm a lot of, you know. Yeah, just, you know, I really appreciate everyone's, I'm really fortunate that I get a lot of support all over the country, that people will come out and see me and buy my CDs and, you know, come to my shows, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And it's awesome to be able to go, you know, 1,000 miles away and go fill a venue because people support you. So
yeah.
That's the most awesome thing there is.
What's the best way for the fans to interact with you?
I actually do. I'm the person who runs my own Facebook page. So if you instant message me on Facebook, that really is me talking back
right.
to you.
So. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, man.
Appreciate your time.